I used to think that this was my town. What a stupid thing to think. I hear you biting off a brain now. I myself am on the brain. I used to want to be a real man. I don't know what that even means. Now I just want you in my arms again. And we can search each other's dreams. I know you're tired and you ain't sleeping well. Uninspired, likely mad as hell. But wherever you are, I hope the high road leads you home again. I've heard enough of the white man's blues. I've sang enough about myself. So if you're looking for
some Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, the new album, The Nashville Sound. They're going to be at the Palace next Wednesday on the 31st, and some great music that will
be providing
our bumper music this morning. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday to you. It is a very nice day, and we love having you with us, and we appreciate you. So we want to talk to you about a whole bunch of stuff today. We do so with a wonderful panel, as always. Aaron Pisidia is here. He is a professor at Siena College, and he is a professor of economics and business, or just economics?
It's just economics. It's in the business school.
Is it economics or economics?
Economics.
Economics.
Political economy. Do you want to keep going on this?
Okay, economics. I don't know that I would get that right. All right, well, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Joe.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Thank you, Professor, for teaching me something this morning. Judith Enck is with us. She is the former regional EPA administrator in the Obama administration, and she's not in the new administration, but she's still working very, very hard. She is here today, and we are thrilled. As she is every Friday. Good morning. How are
you? Good morning. And it's environmental, not environmental.
Environmental. Right. That one I knew.
Non environmental.
I just wanted to give you a hard time.
Dr. Alan Chartok is with us. He is, of course, our leader, our guiding force, and is with us. We have some exciting news regarding the lockbox, and here, sir, are the
stats.
Are the stats that you
election returns are coming in?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the deal, Joe. We have now raised.
Yes.
1,127,504. Now, as you know. That leaves us about $370,000, my math is bad, to go before the first day of the fund drive.
That's right.
Now, remember, there's $50,000 on the table from one extraordinarily generous woman in the, let's just say, Hudson Valley, who has been, who put up $50,000 of her own money. So everybody... In order to get there, we need to get $372,496.
But wait, sir, there's more.
Wait.
This handed to us just as we walked in. This is this is some good news for us over the next, we have work to do in the next 1 hour and 15 minutes.
We have 1 hour and 15 minutes. Our very good friends, longtime supporters of WAMC, incredible people. I can't say enough about them. Ann and Jonathan Cassidy, I can't tell you enough about them. They've been with us from the very beginning, said, I'll tell you what, if in this next 1 hour and 15 minutes, you can raise $20,000 to goose up this amount, we will give you, Jonathan and I, Ann says, will give you $5,000. Now, that would be on top of the $50,000, which we're trying to get
to. That all helps us to get to the $50,000 and the $1.5 million, don't you see?
Don't you see? I couldn't have said that better myself. I could not have, Joe. Okay.
Everybody can use their huge savings from the Trump tax cut.
Well said.
Huh?
Well said. But this is not fooling around stuff, Aaron, New York City Pisetti. I am telling you now that this we are on top of this. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe just handed this to me. You guys saw him handed it to me. It is something that we haven't done before, but, you know, hey, if that's what Ann and Jonathan want from us, that's what we're going to do. $5,000 we get if, and it's a big if, this is the challenge. If we can make this challenge, if we can get $20,000 in the next, and that's going to be very, very hard. That's a lot of money, folks. Anybody who can do anything, if you got $1,000, call your mother, call your brother, call your sister, call anybody that you can to help out with this. We get $5,000 towards this if in the next hour and 10 minutes we can get $20,000. I need all your help.
Now, just lest you think that this is impossible, yesterday we ran the numbers yesterday when we were all talking and not with no without a challenge, we made about $15,000.
Wow. So we really have to go.
So we have to push it a little bit and we can get the 20 and that would give us five. All of this, by the way, getting us to the $1.5 million that we need so we can get a $50,000 challenge by February 5th.
I still can't believe that. One woman put $50,000 up and said, if you can do this, if you can meet this challenge, I'm going to give you $50,000 by February 5th. Ladies and gentlemen, you can see how important this is. If we can do this, that would be $25,000 this very morning in the neck. But we only have, an hour and
12 minutes.
12
now.
Minutes now.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. I need you on a phone. 1-800-323-9262. You can hear the genuine anxiety in my voice. 1-800-323-9262. And I need you to do whatever you can or go to WAMC.org. That's really helpful if you do it that way. Just whatever you could do. Please do it now, and they'll keep us in touch, Joe, right from the front office.
I have the information right in front of me.
Okay.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good, and we'll be good to go. I'll give you an update as to
anything happening yet.
Remember when I said I had it right in front of me? Yeah. Well, then I immediately went out because I was going to start the other thing. But
the other thing.
We're now at, where were we when you were just read it?
We were.
At one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were at $1,127,504 to get to 150. We need 32. Oh, no, that's wrong.
All right, we already made $1,000.
We did?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Let's move.
Okay. Already made $1,000. So we need 19 more to go.
Okay, everybody, please,
5%
do it now.
Of the way there.
This is incredible.
Yes.
You're the
Thank you, Aaron.
What do you
Aaron,
say?
You just keep that up because we're going to need you.
What did he say? What did he say?
He said we're what did you
You're 95% of the way there.
Okay, well that doesn't sound so good. So let's everybody. Well, look, God, we only have an hour and 10 minutes to go. I need everybody on a phone now. $5,000 from Ann and Jonathan Cassidy. If we can do this, it's anxiety provoking.
Now, by the way, so we're gonna talk about the stuff. We're gonna talk with Aaron and with Judith and with Alan, and we're all gonna talk about the what's going on, and we're gonna continue the panel. But we're also gonna be giving the phone number a lot, and we need you to do your thing. We're gonna have some breaks so you can go and do what you have to do. Meaning pledge and whatever else you may have to do. And I realized how that sounded as I started saying. And anyway, but we need you desperately. Yes, it's a lot of money on the table, and we need you. Okay, so $1,200 now. So there you go.
Okay.
It's working, but we only have 1 hour. Uh-oh. and 10 minutes.
I'm really worried. I am really genuinely worried. Everybody, if you can do something, if you can volunteer, if you can get somebody else to give, this is crucial to making it to the 1.5 million we have to have on February 5th. We all need you together, and I hope, you know, we bought this tower for $1 million, and we have to pay that back. I got a letter from somebody just this weekend, said, well, why do you need the tower? Because if we move just a few feet in either direction, we would not be able to reach most of the people that we're reaching right now. And why didn't you borrow the money? Well, why should we borrow the money? That's the money that we have to use to pay for the station and for increasing. We just increased our newsroom We're bringing our wonderful Liz on from the control room, who's going to be a voice in the newsroom, an extra reporter. That's what we do, folks. We need you now. That's why we don't borrow the money.
All right, do what you have to do, WAMC.org or 1-800-323-9262. We have $5,000 challenge. We have to make this by 10:30
An hour and 8 minutes, an hour and 8 minutes.
That's correct. 1-800-323-9262. And all right, so let's get started and we'll keep going. I'll keep you up to date as to how we're doing. Now, you may remember, if you're a frequent listener to this program, and if you are, for God's sakes, be a member. 1-800-323-9262. But if you're a frequent listener to this program, you have heard Alan say, Trump is going to fire Mueller. We find out yesterday from the wonderful reporting of Maggie Haberman and Michael Schmidt that indeed in June, Donald Trump ordered, not suggested, not wanted, but ordered his White House counsel to fire Mueller. And then the White House counsel said, no, if you do that, I'm leaving.
And by the way, that White House counsel, what's his name again?
John McGahn.
Yeah. He is not exactly a sweetheart.
Right.
You have to understand. Right. This is a guy who's done some terrible political
things. Donald McGahn, right?
John McGahn.
Yeah, done some terrible political things here.
All those dreadful judges that couldn't answer basic questions, those are McGahn's friends.
And what's his name on the Supreme Court? That was his work.
Roberts?
No.
Gorsuch.
Gorsuch was his work. Yeah. And you're right. All the other lower
courts. But this is a good thing. Right?
Yeah.
No, it's not a good thing.
All right, go ahead.
You're right. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that he said, though. But what a lot of people are forgetting is, as Trump gets more and more desperate, don't think he won't do it. He'll still do it if he has to. And if it means McGahn or him, it's going to be McGahn going.
Well, it's interesting that he asked McGahn to call Department of Justice and fire Mueller. McGahn said no. And then McGahn went back to his colleagues and said, Trump's not going to do it. You know, Trump, the guy who is famous for you're fired, he refuses to personally fire people. But I think in this instance, for whatever reason, McGahn did the right thing by saying you cannot fire Mueller, but I don't think we're out of the woods at all. And I wouldn't be surprised if McGahn is now out at some point in the distant future.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, because my understanding of this, I became fascinated with the story, and Maggie Haberman was on CNN at some length yesterday. Michael was on MSNBC. But I find it interesting because basically what they were saying is, okay, so you go to McGahn and you say, fire Mueller. And he says no. And then the next thing that probably would have happened is you go to Rosenstein and say, hey, fire Mueller. And then if he refuses, then you just start going down the line until you find somebody who fires him. But it never got that far.
And by the way, that's the way Nixon did it.
Right.
Right. And that's that's Saturday Night Massacre. Right. So the other thing I find interesting about this story is, what do you think you should make of this, or what we should make of this? This was only a month in.
Right.
This is only a few weeks after Mueller was named as special counsel. They hadn't even started in on the digging and the finding of stuff. So what was it at that point, and what does that overall say about the investigation?
Oh, I know.
You with your hand in the air,
Oh, I know. It's called arrogance. Politicians are often, the undoing of most politicians is arrogance. It's they think, and in the beginning, he was even more arrogant than he is now. Now he sees the wolf at the door. You know, he's being very, his in-laws are all being threatened. The Kushners are being threatened and everything else. Now he's got something to really worry about. But then he thought he could do anything. That's what he thought he could do.
And, you know, his claim, you know, the justification was that there was a conflict of interest.
Yeah, right.
And when you look at those conflict of interest claims, they're pretty weak. It involves dispute over golf fees. He worked for a law firm that represented Kushner. Very weak.
Can you
Trump saying there's conflicts of interest with Mueller when you look at the conflict of interest with Trump's business ownings and...
And was that a conflict of interest? It was just pettiness, right? I mean, it was made up. It was
weak.
I agree with you there, but also just this whole idea of, oh, the guy stiffed me on golf fees once, and he's an unsatisfied customer, so let's fire him.
Never before has the sport of golf played such a central role in a White House.
Yeah.
I think things would be better if they just switched to miniature golf. Get soft ice cream.
Well,
a lot less complicated.
You know, and you have the windmill in front of the
greens fees are cheaper, $3.
There's some real serious part of this, some real dark music playing in the background here. And I'll tell you who I'm finding most reprehensible. The Republicans in the House and the Republicans in the Senate, who no matter what is going on, I mean, this guy Nunes is beyond belief. He's beyond belief. He made up that phony McCarthyistic memo, and now they're all backtracking on that and saying, oh, well, maybe not. And that guy from Wisconsin, the senator from
Johnson,
he's been really disgusting.
Well, they keep throwing out conspiracy theories that don't pass the laugh test, so they keep making something else up. However, we should note that in polling, Trump's base is taking it. They're agreeing that Mueller is not a fair and reasonable arbiter, so they're going to try to discredit
the Republican Mueller, who was the head of the FBI for two extraordinary terms. They actually extended his time at the FBI with a unanimous vote or something like that. You know, but I'm astounded because those guys are so committed to holding on to their offices that your point is exactly right taken, Judith.
Yeah, they care about the base.
Which is that base would vote against them in a primary and they would be fixed. Yeah. They would be done.
Now let's also remind listeners that Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Huckabee Sanders consistently went out and said there was never any discussion about firing Mueller. Now, they've got to know that McGahn, you know, threw his body on the grenade. And so their ability to lie to the American people seems to be just getting worse.
Although,
and worse.
To say nothing of the 2,000 lies that himself told that the Washington Post added.
Although I did see some archive tape that was dug up yesterday, where in June several surrogates were out saying, well, maybe eventually he'll have to fire
him. Chris Reddy said,
the
media guy said it's under discussion, but Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Huckabee Sanders both went out and said absolutely false, and they knew it was true.
And Spicer was out at that point? I lost track.
Spicer must have been gone.
I think so.
Sarah
I think
Huckabee
so.
Sanders was
but
speaking.
Very quickly, Joe, I'm sorry for interrupting, but this is terribly important.
We have made $5,000. We have $15,127 to go.
We've made
$5,000 in 15 minutes.
We're not going to make it unless everybody...
75% of the way there. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
I think
it works
if it keeps coming
it
in
doesn't,
at that rate.
No, no, you don't get to
get to 20,
No,
right?
no, you have to get to 20, but this is not good.
We have an hour.
Oh boy!
Judith, this isn't how this works. You have to be doom and gloom without. You just have to say, "Oh my God, the sky is falling. The sky is falling."
By the way,
it is falling in.
It is falling in. I mean, we only have 5 of the 20. Jonathan and Ann Cassidy said, "Okay, we'll give you 5 if you can get 20." We need $15,000. We've only got 5 of it.
Okay, we're going. We have to go take a break. When you come back, that'll give you a little few minutes. Go to your computer, WAMC.org, or make a phone call, 1-800-323-9262. $5,000 on the table.
Or take the computer into the bathroom with you.
There
Multitask.
You go. What a lovely thought. WAMC.org.
Couldn't be happy in the city at night. You can't see the stars from neon light. Sidewalks dirty and the river is worse. Underground trains all run in reverse. Nobody here can dance like me. Everybody clapping on the 1 and the 3 of mine. The last of my kind. Am I the last of my kind? So many people with so much to do. Winter's so cold, my hands turn blue.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. We have Judith Eng, we have Aaron Pasitti, we have Alan Chartok.
What's happening?
Oh my goodness! So don't forget, we had a $20,000 challenge. Our friends from
Jonathan and Ann Cassidy, old friends of this station. I mean, they've been wonderful friends.
Where do they hail from? Do we know?
Yeah, from Troy. And they said, $5,000 if we could get 20 by the end of the show. And it's getting closer and closer and closer. So this is how it ends, I always say. Not with a bang, but a whimper.
Do you want to know a total?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so our total right now is $1,136,219, which means that we need to make this challenge $11,285.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Okay, but we only have 55 minutes to do it in.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And
thank goodness we have Aaron Pacetti here, who's an economist.
What percentage is that?
55%.
55%.
So that's $210 a minute for the remainder of the show.
Yeah, but think about it. Think about it. You know, you could fail at the last minute. You could fail at the last minute. That wouldn't be good.
I think you should have Aaron at every fun drive. No, I think this
is better than Google. This is like fantastic. Yes. All right. So we need you, 1-800-323-9262. I'm just going to throw some just numbers at you just for a second, but these are all important. So just, we have a $2 million goal. We want to get to the $1.5 million point before we start the fun drive on February 5th. To do that, we have a $50,000 challenge on the table from Anonymous.
You imagine that? $50,000. One person.
Which means that we need somewhere in the neighborhood of $360,000 to go between now and February 5th. This, what we're doing right now, is helping us. We're making $20,000 in an hour and 15 minutes. We're down to $11,100. So there you go. But whatever you can do right now, WAMC.org. 1-800-323-9262. We have the Greylock blanket. We have the Greylock socks. We have the Greylock sweatshirt. You can get any one of them for $100, or you can get all three for $240. There you go. 1-800-323-9262. Yes, sir.
Oh, I was just thinking what a deal that is.
That's quite a deal.
No, that's really something special.
Yeah.
It is. Because you can be covered in Greylock. No, I mean it.
Without the itching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a
blanket's made
Western
out of fleece,
song.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Get your banjo covered in Greylock.
Okay, so let's go back to the story at hand, which is Maggie Haberman and Michael Schwartz's article regarding the firing of Robert Mueller. So why do you think, obviously it was the instinct of the president to fire Mueller. How much can we read into that of it was one of annoyance or one of guilt in trying to remove the person that could be trouble later on?
No, I think the second is what he was thinking, that, you know, this is potential trouble. I may as well get it out. The more I can see, I'm not with everybody else who say, oh, thank goodness for McGahn, the counsel in the White House. I'm still thinking if it's Trump. Or if it's McGahn, or if it's Trump, or if it's Mueller, Trump is going to fire him. He's still going to fire him. You know, I'm getting a lot of credit this morning. Lots of letters saying, oh, you called it. You said this was going to happen. It was going to happen. But I'm going to go out further on a limb, and I'm going to say, if it looks like he's going to get impeached, or if it's going to be the end for him, he's really going to go for it, and he'll fire him.
Well, this is just the beginning. I mean, I'd like to look back at what was going on in June, because Mueller was only on the job a short period of time. But June 3rd is when Associated Press reported that Mueller was looking at Manafort. In June was when Comey came in and was told he had to take the loyalty pledge. In June was when Mueller said he may look at obstruction of justice. And so I think Trump was reading the headlines every day and feeling like they're getting very, very close to him. And remember, I don't remember if this was June or later, when Trump said, if Mueller starts looking at his personal finances,
that was right around the same
and
time.
And Mueller hired 13 expert lawyers in June, you know, the guy who prosecuted Enron. And so,
and
you know,
Watergate.
And the nice thing about Trump is you don't need to, you know, get the Rosemary Woods tape. You have him telling Lester Holt on national TV, you know, part of getting
very
rid of
convenient.
Comey was
This Russia thing,
and Trump told everyone, if he looks at my finances, that's my line in the sand. Well, Mueller's looking at his finances and his family's finances.
Sure. And by the way, I know I shouldn't do this in front of the microphones, but every time I get an idea, I forget the idea. You know, it goes flying out of my head. So I want to make a message to Ian Pickus, our news director, to get Phil Lacovara, the former deputy special prosecutor for Watergate, on the phone. We've had him on several times. Hmm. He would be a great interview about this time.
Yeah.
You know, the other interesting thing about this is the Trump quote where he said, "There's been no collusion, but I think Mueller's going to be fair." That's a weird thing to say, that there's no collusion, but I think he's going to be fair. That implies that Trump's probably wise to the game, that there might be something else, even if it's not collusion.
You know, now, Aaron, remember that that's what his staff was telling him. So he was going with the assurances that his staff had given him. It's like the old thing with the Pinocchio or whoever has Jiminy Cricket on one shoulder and devil on or whatever else on the other. Always let your conscience be your guide, and he's whipsawed between the two.
But to your point, too, is that 2 days ago, Maggie Haberman was at the White House press briefing with Sarah Huckabee Sanders and kept asking the question toward the end of the briefing, "Okay, but what is the president's definition of collusion?" Right, and she kept on going after that. And I thought at that time, oh, I wonder what she's working on.
Yes.
And then we found out what it is she's working on. But it's very interesting. Yes, okay, what is the president's definition of collusion? Because of that term now that he seems to be using of, "We're going to fight back."
Yeah, and he says it on a loop. He says it over and over again, no collusion, no collusion. I think the other thing we should look at is, what's in it for McGahn to have the story out? I think
his reputation for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and I think he sees a sinking ship. What I'm fascinated by is McGahn had to hire a private lawyer for himself.
That's right.
And his lawyer is the same lawyer as Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon. And my sense is Bannon has been putting out a lot in the last.
Well, there's a whole
two
sense
weeks.
That it was Bannon, Judith, who let all this thing out about McGahn.
Mm-hmm.
He can't stop himself. He just can't.
Yeah, and I think McGahn's happy to have the story out there. But, boy, Trump is. I don't think McGahn's in Switzerland with Trump. But when Trump comes back, I don't want to be in the room when he encounters McGahn for the first time.
But I have to say, Judith.
McGahn, Kelly, good Lord.
Your analysis, I think, is brilliant. Because we don't know what McGahn's problems are. You're exactly right. And
he's
this may be his way of avoiding any kind of personal responsibility.
Yeah.
As you say, he had to go get him a lawyer. And as you say, Joe, how much is in the pot?
$6,650 to go. We're $6,650 to go to get to.
Oh boy!
Oh, Aaron just squinted.
Yeah.
We have to make $20,000. We get $5,000 from our friends Ann and Jonathan Cassidy of Troy, New York. But we have $6,650 to go, and we will do it. Now, here's what we're
And I just want to say, if Don McGahn is listening, and if he wants to repair his professional reputation, he could call in today.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's $6,000 to him? That's Trump change, right? That's gum
that's
money.
That's like two hours with his lawyer.
He's pretty solid. He reminds me of a shoe.
McGahn.
Tom McGahn.
Don't you see?
Oh, Tom McGahn.
This is McGahn.
Don't you see? Okay. You want these or not?
Yeah. Well, give us a couple and then we'll go to a break.
Okay. Mimi says, "My son told me that when Mueller, I'm so sorry, finishes his findings, they go to the president and he doesn't have to disclose any of it. Is that true?" I don't know. I don't think it's true.
I don't know what that means. Yeah. What does that mean?
Mueller does not report
to the president.
He reports to DOJ.
General.
And then Mimi's son may have a point. What would DOJ do with it? But remember, Sessions is not involved.
Jim says, "Good morning. Why would Trump think he can benefit from firing Mueller? Surely the case would continue under a new leader." Yeah, but the chaos in between would be too late. So the whole idea is, I'll tell you why he would benefit. He, in his own mind, would benefit because he has no choice. He sees the train coming down the track. He knows it's disaster. And the only thing he can think of is to put as much distance between himself and the investigation as possible. And there's no better way to throw it into chaos than firing him.
$5,100 is what we need to take our goal. $5,100. Go ahead.
Okay.
Another letter, and then we'll take a break.
Okay. Tracy says, panel, how do you explain the rock star reception President Trump is receiving in Davos? May was ignored. The head of SAP thanking President Trump profusely for the economic gains the world has seen since his inauguration.
Why would billionaires like billionaires?
Yeah. Well, who's in Davos? It's the fat cats of the world. Right. Of course they love the tax policy and the economic policy.
And normally U.S. presidents stay out of Davos for that reason.
Yeah.
Because
Clinton was the last president
so
who went.
In 2000, in the last year of his administration, we should add.
He probably should not have gone, but... Gosh,
He should not have gone.
Davos,
and it tells us a lot more about the man than we wanted to know.
He was probably lining up the Clinton Foundation support.
And it's interesting that he's going there preaching to a bunch of, global billionaires about how he's trying to rein in the global system and his America First policy, and be very interesting to see what the reception to that is.
$4,000. $4,152 to make our goal. We need it. 1-800-323-9262. WAMC.org. $5,000 on the table. Ann and Jonathan Cassidy said, can you make $20,000 before the end of the show? We said, we'll try. We are now just $4,152 away from making that goal. All of this, of course, going to the $1.5 million that we need in the bank before we start the fund drive on February 5th. You go ahead, Alan.
But don't you see? Even if there's just a little left, we don't make the challenge.
Correct.
We can't afford that.
1-800-323-9262. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have more letters, and we'll give you the phone number one more time so you can go do it right now. Just make your time valuable here. 1-800, and for us too. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. We'll be right back.
Ground was wet and the sky was dark. You took her bed and she took your heart. Wrapped it round an oak tree like you did that 67 GT. Oh, oh no. But lovers leave chaos and clothes and quiet corners where you rarely ever go. One day you find proof that she was real despite your struggle to forget. Oh, yes. You're in a fight to the death, my friend. Black metal t-shirt, your shield. You've got the past on your breath, my friend. Now name all the monsters you've killed. Let's name all the monsters you've killed.
What'd you say?
Good stuff. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit playing the Palace next Wednesday, the 31st of January, palacealbany.org. Thanks to our friends there, and we'll be hearing more music from them and him as we go in and out of our breaks this morning. So we, just to bring you up to date, we had a wonderful challenge. We're all trying to get to this $1.5 million lockbox goal before we start the fund drive on February 5th. We have a $50,000 challenge from this most amazing woman in Hudson Valley. Excuse me. So we now started off and our friends Ann and Jonathan Cassidy said, oh, we get $5,000. We'll give you $5,000 if you make $20,000.
Right now.
Right now.
Not in the long run, but right this second.
Well, we now have $2,900 to make of that.
Oh, boy.
We now $2,900 and we make it. So
my heart is palpitating.
Wouldn't it be nice if before the 10 o'clock break we made it? 1-800-323.
My heart is palpitating.
All right, is there anything we can do for that?
Yeah, get the money.
Okay. All right,
glass of wine.
That's right. Oh, good idea. 1-800-323-9262. Don't forget, we have the cool Greylock blanket. We have the pullover sweatshirt. We have the Greylock socks. We have other stuff on the pull down menu. If you go to wamc.org, call operators are standing by.
Lewis Aluminum.
You can call our operators and our wonderful staff is who those operators are, and they will take your pledge and bring you through the process as well. 1-800-323-9262. The calls are coming in as we speak. The calls.
I know that sound all too well. I get it in the morning at 3:30 sometime.
Who's calling you at 3:30 in the morning?
No, it's the hoozy. It's your alarm. That's what
was. Oh, it's alarm. I got you. It's the hoozy. All right. I'm just getting us our latest total, if you're all ready. And this involves, see, I can't do this as fast as Aaron can.
And it's a little slow. This is a little slow or not? It's not.
We're good. So we need $2,000 right now. $2,000. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-WAMC. Okay. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. All right. So we were talking about, you had some letters. Go on letters, and then we'll continue on with other subjects.
Okay. Martin says conflicts.
We need $1,500 though, so hurry up.
Trump thinks that Mueller can't be fair due to a fee dispute because that is exactly what Trump would do. He would be petty enough to hold a grudge for years and then exact revenge on someone for this.
Well, I can't. You know, I'll tell you, if somebody screwed you on green fees, I could see you being mad, too.
Yeah.
I don't understand the world of golf, but it seems very contentious.
Yeah,
I
don't like golf.
This letter reminds me of, Trump fires his lawyers a lot in the private sector.
Sure.
It's a regular thing. So
he doesn't pay a lot of people in the private sector.
He doesn't pay them. And so this notion of firing Mueller, this is what Trump does all the time. He always fires his lawyers.
Sure.
Even though he doesn't understand Mueller's not his lawyer.
Remember, says Martin, every time Trump says something terrible about somebody else, it's really an admission about his own character. He is a narcissist, and that is called projection.
All right. $1,200.
Okay. Comment from Thomas. Someday they will put Robert Mueller on a postage stamp. No responsible American will suggest that Donald Trump be put on a postage stamp or any of his cronies, and that's Tom from Catskill.
Well, let's see what happens first, right? We don't know what's going to come of Mueller.
But we might
see the match.
We might see Mueller on a postage stamp in Trump's picture in the post office.
Well, that's a good point.
One of those wanted posters.
Wow.
Yeah, and remember that
a girl can dream.
And remember that.
How do you not find them, by the way? Is it? Well, apparently all you have to do is have a press conference in another room in the White House, and he just shows up. So it can't be too hard to find.
And remember that 40% of the American people who still love Trump would like his picture on a
low 30s.
And don't you think on the on the Fox Network they'll be pushing for a Trump postage stamp?
Maybe they could put him on the penny stamp.
Yeah, $1,437. $1,437.
Oh my God! Slow down, right?
That, right? Yeah.
Oh boy.
1-800-323-9262. We can do that. We can do that.
We have a minute. We can do that by 7 seconds.
Well,
I mean, a 10-minute.
I was just saying. Wouldn't it be nice if we could do it by 10 o'clock? That was all I was saying. But it would be great. They gave us nicely until the end of the show. But I would think we could do that. And it's $1,500 for God's sakes. 1-800-323-9262. Right. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Okay, let's go to other news, other things making news.
How about the falling dollar?
Well, that's an interesting story. We heard about it certainly in Davos, didn't we? And we have an expert here who can tell us about the dollar, because I'm not sure I completely understand this story. And that is breaking tradition, the Trump team unleashes verbal assault on the dollar. Top U.S. officials for decades had routinely declared their allegiance to a strong U.S. currency, framing it as a sign of American economic strength. Why is that the case here, Aaron Pacitti?
Well, it's not the case. So the value of the dollar determines how much imports cost, so goods that American consumers buy from abroad. But it also, at the same time, affects how much foreign consumers pay for U.S. goods.
Right.
So a strong dollar means that it makes imports cheaper to U.S. consumers, but makes U.S. exports to foreign consumers more expensive.
Right.
So the strong dollar policy that all administrations have pursued since Clinton has been one that keeps imported goods cheap. So the clothes that are made in China or Honduras, the TVs that are made in South Korea, that's a huge benefit for U.S. consumers. and that a strong dollar makes the goods we the imported goods we buy cheaper. So really good for consumers, but really bad for U.S. workers.
So Aaron, so is it consistent? I'm trying to marry these two concepts. Is it consistent with cheapening the dollar with what he's doing with his tariff policy?
Yes. So a weak dollar means that it's helpful to American firms who export abroad. So when you look at the balance of imports and exports, when you have a strong dollar, that tends to slow GDP growth and slow overall economic activity because more money is leaving the country than is coming in. So a weak dollar is really good for U.S. businesses with large export markets. So with a weaker dollar, that means those businesses could expand their operations, they could hire more workers, even though it would mean more expensive goods for American consumers. So Trump's trying to promote American business abroad and also limit the amount of imports that are coming in. So the tariffs that were imposed against, what was it, washing machines and solar panels.
We should talk about that.
Yeah, we will. I wanted to ask him.
The goal of that is, the stated goal of that is to limit the amount of imports coming into the U.S. And if we can promote more exports by jawboning a weak dollar policy, that can add to GDP and create domestic jobs.
So now, Aaron, into all of this comes Steven Mnuchin, and he's had to walk back some of his remarks.
Well, a strong dollar is good for the U.S. financial sector because it attracts foreign capital to buy U.S. assets.
Sure.
So a weak dollar means that foreign investors are going to take their money elsewhere. The mechanics of that are very complicated to get into. But it's getting to the point now where, you know, all of these other foreign stock markets and, you know, bond markets are becoming so well developed that, you know, investors are just going to take their money anywhere. But
do you think, let me just boil this down, do you think we can make $900 in the next 3 minutes?
I was going to say, myself.
$300 a minute.
This is scary. All right, go ahead.
I think Mnuchin's is right that a weaker dollar might be better for the U.S. economy in terms of promoting more exports and stimulating hiring for U.S. manufacturers.
But then he had to go back and say, no, he's really for a strong dollar.
Well, that's just political posturing. Listen, every administration from Clinton to Bush and Obama, even though they publicly said, we want a strong dollar is a symbol of a strong economy, I guarantee privately they were all in favor of a much weaker dollar.
Okay, very quickly, because Joe has some important business to do here, but very quickly, I want to know this. For those of us old people who have pensions that we're relying on, how does that affect us, all of us?
So if you're invested in bonds, that would reduce a weaker dollar would reduce the returns you would get on your bond investments.
And how about if you're...
I'm worried about my pension, too. I mean, I don't
well,
have
so
one.
Well, so am I.
Yeah, yes, you
I,
do. What do you mean you don't have one?
I mean, we know. I mean, I. No, that's what I mean.
What are people going to think of me?
I have a 401. Yeah, I have so a 403B. I don't think of it as a pension, right?
Well,
they're different.
Right.
But,
well, they're
yeah.
different. They're different. Yeah.
So, but you know, a weak dollar means that foreign markets would pick up. So, if you're investing in emerging markets and foreign economies, provided your investments are allocated properly, that a weak dollar could benefit you.
So, who slapped Mnuchin around?
Who's slapping him around?
Yeah, to make him walk back his earlier remarks about the weak dollar being good.
Probably his buddies at Goldman Sachs and Wall Street.
Well, that's why I got the idea. Like it was, it seemed like it was, you know, the golf buddies who came over and said, "Hey, don't say that."
The Davos.
We only have
a minute. And we have $640 left. All right, so we're going to let you do that. We have a minute to do it. We're pushing it up because we had a 10:30 goal, but we're so close to it. So we're hoping we can make it by 10 o'clock. We're going to go over to news with Ray Graff. And when we come back, we will go find out where we are. We'll let the dust settle, and then we'll give you an update as soon as we come back. We have a lot of other topics to talk about, too. Alan Chartok is here. Judith Enk, Aaron Pisidian, and we, of course, welcome your letters. Panel at WAMC.org. We'll be right back.
I hope you find something to love, something to do when you feel like giving up. A song to sing, a tale to tell,
You know, you guys are pretty swell. We love you. We love you, listeners. You're very, very nice to us. We had a $20,000 challenge, meaning we have to make $20,000 to get $5,000. And you know what? We made it. And we made it. Not only did we make it, but we made it with time to spare. So also, while all of that happened, while all of that was happening.
Unbelievable.
And we came very close. A good friend from, was it Canaan?
From Canaanland.
A Canaan land called us up and said, hey, all right, so now that you got some time there, why don't you try to make $10,000? So who do we have to thank here?
We have to thank Charles Grice of Canaan, New York. It's really great.
And will give us how much?
It's unbelievable. He's being very generous. He'll give us $2,500 if by 10:30 this morning
we make the $10,000.
We can make $10,000.
All right. So that's what you got.
Okay, Charles Grice, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And just while I'm thinking of it, Rob, we may not go to the module at the bottom. We may go right into the news, okay? Excellent. All right. So do that. 1-800-323-9262. Don't forget, this is all to get us to the very, very, very important Lockbox goal of $1.5 million.
And remember, if we do that, we get $50,000 from one person. One person. Joe?
We love you. WAMC.org. WAMC.org. All right, let's go. 1-800-323-9262. The phones are going crazy, but if you want to save the staff and their sanity, you can always go to WAMC.org. If you don't care about their sanity, 1-800-323-9262. Okay, let's go to other stories. And we were talking about the dollar. Did anybody have anything else on the dollar?
Well, you know, the implications are extraordinary for so many people. Go ahead.
So, you know, there's a perverted irony in this because...
I love perverted irony.
A weak dollar would probably more immediately hurt Trump's base because those are tend to be working class Americans from low income states who probably rely on very cheap imported products, given that their wages have been stagnating for the, you know, past 30 years. So,
but you'll never convince them of that.
Yeah. Can you? Does it matter to them? Does it matter?
Well, those
with
the weak dollar, they will see that in, you know, their dollars not going as far when they're going to Walmart.
Because the alternative narrative, I think, here is that if there is. If we can sell more than we have to import, that it'll be good for them because their jobs will be saved. Now, we know that that's not true, but that's what they're going to think.
Yes, that is what they're going to think.
So help me out here. Is there a point where the dollar of what the dollar is worth and the I was looking for where the Dow is right now, but the Dow's going nuts. So, I mean, is there a point where that's going to rectify itself?
The dollar or the Dow?
Well,
the relationship.
The relationship between the two.
That's a very good question, because if the stocks are cheap, because the value of the dollar goes down, what does that mean?
So with a weak dollar, foreign a weak dollar is associated with low returns on U.S. assets.
Right.
What we have now is something that real economists have a tough time rectifying, which is high returns on U.S. assets and a weak dollar. Normally, you have a strong dollar, high returns, or a weak dollar and weak returns. And what we have now is a weak dollar with strong returns. So, yes, at some point, that's going to rectify itself. And when the Federal Reserve starts raising interest rates, as they're planning to do three times in 2018, that stock prices are going to start to come down. And the dollar will likely re-strengthen as the Fed does that.
Now, we need $9,400 to get to the $10,000 that we need. So everybody...
We only got 21 minutes?
Yes, that's correct, Alan. 21 minutes and we have a $2,500 challenge. I am interested, Judith, in what we were talking about in the president going to Davos. Right before that, tariffs, we talked about washing machines of all things, mm-hmm. but also solar panels.
Yeah.
So help us figure that out when it comes to, yes, there is the trade issue, but then there very much is the environmental issue and impact.
Right. And the president, of course, in his Davos speech didn't even mention climate change. And this is all connected. So
he doesn't believe in it.
Yep. So earlier this week, the president did what we had feared for many months. He slapped a substantial tariff on washing machines. I wasn't too worried about that, but also solar panels. And this is at a time when the price of solar and wind is coming way down. So this is going to be a real problem in terms of future investments in solar.
Well, Judith, to be fair, we've tried to manufacture solar panels in the United States, and it hasn't worked out.
Well, there is some, and there's a new investment in New York. We, as New York taxpayers, all own a factory, by the way, near Buffalo called Solar City.
Right.
And on one hand, academically, of course, I would love to have more domestic production of solar panels. But the reality is most of them—
It's a lovely resort in Solar City. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Most solar panels are imported, and I have to believe
from
that—
From China,
which is really investing in renewables far more. I mean, China is now taking the United States' place in terms of the political and economic leader on clean energy. And I have to believe that the Trump administration's affinity for fossil fuels, coal, oil, and gas, including offshore. By the way, there's a hearing coming up in Albany in a few weeks on whether or not there should be offshore ocean drilling for gas and oil. I think that had something to do, maybe I'm too cynical, with this decision to hike the price of solar panels.
I just want to give it, you said you weren't as concerned about washing machines, and I understand that, although it does have something to do with the energy efficiency of those washing machines, does it not? Am I wrong on that?
Well, one of the largest new washing machine companies is in maybe Tennessee, or I think Tennessee, that area. And that's LG.
Yes.
And they're very unhappy with this. And they do make energy efficient washing machines.
And they said, obviously, this would raise the prices.
Right.
Which
you
already
have,
hasn't it?
I should not dismiss washing machines. They are important. I just happen to be focused more
panels. But it does, it also, because of the energy efficiency, it does get into the environmental as well.
Of course. Yes. Washing machines are a big, especially if you wash in hot water, it is a big energy user.
Okay. So I'm going to do an Alan here and say and sound a little panicked, but we need $9,000 and we only have 18 minutes to do it in to make $2,500. So we started needing 10. We now need 9,000. So please do whatever you
can. If you can be sweet generous, that would be great. Generous is really important. Woo, pig. What, sweet generous?
Yeah, no, I got it.
That was a good one.
Yeah, go.
Well, okay, it's not exactly new either.
No.
Okay.
We would call it a fun drive staple.
A staple.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Recycling.
1-800-323-9262. Compost, recycle, whatever. 1-800-323-9262. WAMC.org. $9,000. We only have 18 minutes. Go.
Okay. Tom writes, Truth to Tower. Get it? Truth to Tower.
Oh, I like it.
Good morning, panel. As always, you are wonderful and amazing. Thanks for all you do. My contribution is small, but every little bit helps. This is indeed an honor to be part of something so great. The Great Tower, Tom in Slingerlands, where everybody's a David. Janice from Trump, David. Janice says, Trump Show, we're sick and tired of the Trump Show. Who cares why his wife didn't go to Switzerland? Oh, we've spent a lot of time on that one today. None. Our question is simple.
Although, by the way, I do care. I'm fascinated by
she
it.
She went
but
to
go
Florida.
Ahead. Yeah.
Unexpected trip.
I can't get enough of that story, but go ahead.
Our question is simple. Where is the budget? The Trump administration is basically reality TV with Trump directing and starring in it. Love the roundtable. Listen to it even when we're overseas on our sailboat. Thanks for all you do to keep us informed. And that's from Bob and Janice. Bob and Janice, we love you.
Well, we have two more weeks before facing another government shutdown and lots of mishigas on where we are with the Dreamers and the wall, and you know, so much for the Mexicans are going to pay for the wall.
Meanwhile, sailboat's very energy efficient.
It is. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
26
minutes.
26 minutes.
No.
16 minutes.
Oh, that's my math. 16 minutes. 16 minutes.
Sorry, it's worse than that.
It's worse. A question. Did Trump ever attend Davos as a private citizen? I don't think he did.
No, he was never invited.
He was always told.
Can't imagine why.
He had his nose on the plate glass on the outside. He was excluded.
Yeah, and I think he wanted to go to kind of show that he's at the big guy table now.
Yeah, and
the airing of the grievances. This is constantly a Seinfeld episode of Festivus. It's a constant airing of grievances.
And you know, great philosopher Seinfeld.
Davos isn't Davos isn't just an economic forum. That's where they bring up big issues like inequality and social stability and climate change. And Trump isn't that much of an ideas man to probably offer any substantive contributions to that discussion.
Speaking of substantive contributions, we need $7,972.15. $7,972.
Come on.
If you got $1,000, you got $5,000, you have $500, whatever you can do. But $5, $10, $20, it all counts. It all goes to the total. And we have $2,500 on the table from our dear friend in Canaan. Please, please, please do what you can do. We only have until 10:30 this morning to do this. All of this goes to get to us to get a larger challenge of $50,000 by February 5th to get us to the $1.5 million point in the fund drive and in the lockbox. Why does that matter to you? I'll tell you, because even though we're talking and we're talking issues, but we're also doing fund drive, when we go to the actual fund drive, there's no regular programming. And we want to get you back to regular programming as soon as possible. We want you to have your All Things Considered. We want you to have your Morning Edition. And God knows, we want you to have the roundtable. So,
God knows.
So that's why we're doing this. And we're trying to get it done as quick as possible. The last time we did this, we were done in a day. Well, wouldn't that be great? So this is all to keep us on target. We need $7,812 right now to get us to our goal. So let's go.
14 minutes. Let's go. Bobby wanted to finish that letter. I'm just curious.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
No, that's all right. I'm just curious as if he ever considered himself or was considered by others at Davos as someone with financial wherewithal enough for a worldview to problem solutions and to any international clout.
Well, I think he's got some creative solutions to the filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did it many times.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, I mean, if a Democrat had done that, if Bill Clinton had done it, if these other guys, they would be all over him, you know, like maggots on sugar, something like that, you know. What are you looking askance at me?
No, it's just the maggots on sugar.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maggots on sugar, yeah. Let's keep going.
Okay. Scott says, seriously? For once, Alan stops with the misinformation about Trump's low 30s approval numbers with his comment and the 40s that still support Trump. And then Judah jumps in with the low 30s is more accurate. Please, why can't you folks just deal with reality? 39% approval by 523, the aggregate of all polls. I can't stand Trump. But even more than that, I can't stand the WMC bubble in the information. Thanks for listening, Scott. 1-800-323-9262.
In case you want to make your pledge, Scott, that's the number.
Yes. Well, look, there are some people who just don't want to make a pledge, and they will find any excuse not to do it.
$7,100.
David says, weak dollar panel, a week, by the way, his poll numbers have been all over the place. They've been in the low 30s. They've been in the mid 40s. Come on, stop that. Panel, a weak dollar also encourages repatriating money held overseas. What do you think about that?
I have to think that one through. I don't see the immediate connection. I mean, if you have to convert, you know, euros to dollars, you're going to get less.
Show 12 minutes. No. 12 minutes show.
$6,700, Alan. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-W.
Let's repatriate that money.
Let us talk about another story, another major story that made news yesterday. Trump threatens to take away more U.S. aid from Palestinians if they don't negotiate with Israel. This is actually going on as we were talking on our program yesterday. President Trump threatened Thursday to write off the Palestinian leadership and withdraw further U.S. aid if Palestinians are not serious about negotiating peace with Israel, deepening a diplomatic rift and putting Trump's hopes for a historic agreement on hold. Trump cast doubt on whether that talks could happen now and blamed Palestinian intransigence rather than his decision to shift decades of U.S. policy on the status of Jerusalem.
I got a couple of things to say. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262, or WAMC.org. And now on the substance of the matter, Joe, I've read stories about Israelis don't want that money cut off.
Right.
Because otherwise it'll cause a certain amount of chaos that they're not prepared to deal with.
Right. Israel, I don't think, is on the same page as Trump on this because they rely on the Palestinians to maintain order. They don't want to take over that responsibility.
Well, they may be, Judith, on the same page in that it's a good cop, bad cop approach to this.
Yeah, yeah. Now, remember, Trump has already withheld $65 million from the United Nations office that aids Palestinian refugees. So that process has started, but I think we're seeing, you know, Carter's Camp David Accords unraveling in real time if this proceeds.
Yeah. 10 minutes.
$5,000. Okay. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. WAMC.org. The other story, what else do we want to talk about? We got through a lot today go ahead.
I wanted to chime in. Judith and I were talking over break, and let's not forget that Trump referred to the Mueller story as fake news. That this, yes. He didn't try
this
to.
Morning,
he didn't try to fire him.
He did not. He did not deny it. I guess saying it's fake news is a denial. I don't know.
It sounds like one that this is not true. This is something the New York Times made up because they don't like me.
And two
of his lawyers are saying that no, we did.
Joe, 9 minutes.
And then the guy who coordinates Davos, Claude, whatever his last name is, he chimed in with saying it was fake news and that President Trump is being treated quite unfairly by the media, which was a little surprising from him. I also heard Christiane Amanpour this morning talking about Trump's reception in Davos, and she's attended that meeting for decades, I think. And for the first time, she said, before Trump's entrance, he was greeted with trumpets and the red carpet. And it seems like they were really playing to him.
You know, Nixon did a lot of that stuff.
That sounds
too, the royal thing. Joe, about 8 minutes now.
$4,000 in 8 minutes. Can we do it? Can we do it?
We can.
$4,000 in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Can we make $4,000 in 8 minutes? That is the question before us. We have a wonderful person from Canaan.
Charles Grice.
Charles Grice of Canaan, New York, called in and said, now don't forget, we had a wonderful challenge at the beginning for $5,000 if we could make 20. We did that with time to spare, so we took that extra time. Charles comes in and says, okay, make another 10, and I'll give you $2,500.
Perfectly said, Joe.
It's as simple as that. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. If you've been waiting toward the end of the show, well, guess what? This is the end of the panel, so get ready.
7 minutes.
1-800-323-9262. We always say this during the fun drive. We'll say it now. Why does there always have to be the drama? We don't know. But, you know, you wait till the end, and we're all procrastinators. It's just as I speak to the professors in the room. We all know, right, that you wait till the last minute to get the paper done.
Yeah.
So right now we've got 7 minutes to do this in, and we need $3,800. 1-800-323-9262.
Yeah. I know a guy in the Cuomo administration still owes me a paper.
That's serious procrastination.
Well, at least you're not bitter about it. That's good.
No, not at all.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. So when Donald Trump, $3,000 now, $3,000 in 7 minutes.
Well, okay. Six, seven.
Between
the
friends. When the president comes back, a lot going on. I mean, we still and we kicked the can down the road for the budget.
Yeah.
But out of those 17 days, we've just eaten up a week of them.
Oh,
so yes. What do we do
now? I know. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. Get in now before it's over.
A lot on the line for the Dreamers who are facing a March deadline. So every week that is wasted is more pressure. I mean, many of us are stressed out by the Trump administration on a number of issues. But imagine if you've only grown up in this country and you're watching how Congress and the president are handling this and are fearful that you're going to be sent away to a country you maybe don't even speak the language of.
And if we heard, the White House puts out their proposal. The Republicans seem to be lukewarm. The Democrats seem to be upset.
I think most of Congress hates the proposal.
So if that's our starting place, then where do we go from there?
It's many, many poison pills. I think it illustrates that the Trump administration is not serious about solving this. And I'm still wondering, the whole campaign rallying cry that the Mexicans will pay for the wall.
Yes.
So why is this in the federal budget?
$2,400. Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, it was never. I mean, I think he said Mexico's going to pay for the wall to appeal to his base. I don't think he ever actually believed that himself. I mean, maybe he did, but.
Well, then it became eventually they'll pay for the wall.
But, and then it's, well, we will rework NAFTA so that the U.S. benefits more, and therefore, through some accounting maneuvers, Mexico will actually be paying for the wall.
But
and
that's not a good speech.
No. And I apologize for rehashing this, because I know we've talked about it on this program before, but I don't get, you know, to then have Chuck Schumer come out so strongly and say, no wall, no wall, no wall, when a week ago he was like, okay, put a number down the
figure. No, he had to put it back on the table. In other words, he needed to have another negotiation point.
Chip.
They took it away from him. What's he going to do? Say, okay, you can have everything we had, and now you want more? No, we're taking that back. And by the way, there's only 4 minutes left.
Okay, but doesn't that give some legitimacy to an idea that is sort of roundly seen as stupid?
Yes, and many of Chuck Schumer's colleagues in the Congress were quite unhappy with that. But I think they're feeling backed in a corner that in order to not have about a million people, young people, deported,
4 minutes,
they were willing to go along with something that they're not comfortable with.
I get that, but now we still do $1,200. By the way,
where are we?
We're at $1,200.
Oh boy, we could fall off the cliff with $1,200.
$1,200 in 4 minutes.
Yeah. Yes,
$300 a minute.
Not easy.
No. What'd you say?
$300 a minute.
Oh,
and by the way, everything counts. In other words, if you got $35, we're delighted with it. If you got $140, you can have all the swag from
$240. $240 for all the swag.
$240 for all the Greylock swag.
That's a nice
blanket.
We need $1,000.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, boy. 3 minutes and 15 seconds. Oh, boy.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
How about this? If you oppose the solar tariffs, call in.
Well,
okay,
that's nice.
That's nice.
Come on, solar people.
Okay, that's nice.
Too little, too late.
No. We love the spirit of which it was.
How much, Joe? How much?
$1,000.
I'm not good at this.
My screen is.
Oh boy. Oh, boy.
I want to say it's frozen, but I just think it's not moving because people aren't calling. See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. But we have... We just have $1,000 to go. So there you go.
Somebody could do that. Come on. This is really rough. 2 minutes. 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
1-800-323-9262.
1-800-323-WAMC. Scary. So close.
It is scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm always scared. How much do you think each fund drive takes off one's life?
Well, you have said... I thought you had a number for that.
I have a number.
We have $460.
Oh boy!
Oh,
and no,
okay.
What do you mean? Oh,
close.
You almost sound relieved, but no, that's $460, which could be
minutes.
The difference between falling in the river or crossing the bridge.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. All right, and then I'm just doing some quick math. I apologize for.
Okay, Joe.
It's impressive how you can do this.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org in the next minute and a half. Come on, let's make it. It'll all count, right, Joe?
It'll all count. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. I encourage everybody to get a little thermometer next. It would be great, you know, just to see the money going in. It's quite cool. We now need $17. 1-800-323-9262.
Well, you could lose $17.
Thanks for mocking me on the solar, solar encouragement.
That was the straw that saved the
That's
camel's
right.
back.
I think so. So yeah, we need that. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. So I just want to give me. We have 1 minute left here before we go over to the news. Do I have to go to? You want to go to underwriting first, or how do you want to do this? Okay, we've sort of shot everything to hell. It doesn't really matter at this point. I got you.
Whatever.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. And not that we're bragging or anything, but just so you know, we have made the challenge.
Yay!
And in In 1 hour and in 15 minutes, toward our goal, we raised $50,179.
Oh, that's unbelievable. That's
there you go. Thanks to Charles Grice. Thanks to our wonderful friends.
John and Ann Cassidy.
And Troy. Yes. And, of course, thanks to you for your and, of course, thanks to Aaron and Judith for their patience, too. We appreciate it for letting us scream during your answers. $50,179. There
wow.
you go.
That's great.
All right.
Thank you.
We love you. By the way, we still need more money, so just throwing that out there. But you can keep going. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262.
$50,000 on the table right now if we can make this challenge. $50,000.